end, this year should be a special schus for Svi ben Yittel, Moshe ben Malka, Yitzhak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Reza, Lisha Minya ben Dina Chana, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, Aaron Leib ben Sarah, Reb Avram Yosef ben Chana, and L'schus Yedid Navshi Harav Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita. He should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And we've been studying recently a little bit, not enough. I hope we're zocheh to do more. It's so geschmack. The Sefer Kavod HaKashyaisa, or the Kuntres Kavod HaKashyaisa of the Heilige Kinskeruv of Yov Yehoshua Weingarten, where he asks 103 Bam Kashas, and the Achronim work so hard to answer them and discuss them, and it creates such a beautiful give and take in Torah and understanding Dvar Hashem. And Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum put together a sefer being melakate the many, many terutzim given to this kasha by the Gedolei Hador and the Gedolim of the previous Doros. And that's what we're drawing upon. So he writes, Kushya Pei Aleph Kashili, I have a difficulty. Bata Kamar Hashas Sukkah, from the Gemara, Daf Yudam at Beis, Debehochen Lahaklu Pnei Rabbim, Turim Af Belaila Menas Sukkah. The Gemara there says that even when you're, tells a story that even though they were, it was nighttime, they didn't sleep in a kosher sukkah because they were going to be Makabu Pnei Rabbim Beregel. See, we have a rule from here, that if you're going to be Makabu Pnei Rabbim Beregel, you're going to receive your Rebbe, your Pater Menas Sukkah. Because you're Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Menas Mitzvah. Ve'chayus, if so, we have a difficulty. Ve'chayu kol Yisrael mechuyavim b'sukkah b'layla rishona. Ve'chayu l'hakbil p'nei ha'shchina mitam yirah kol zuchurcha. So how are the Jews in the first night of Sukkot who came up to Yerushalayim, how are they chayiv in Sukkah? They were going to be makbil p'nei ha'shchina. So if you're osik b'mitzvah and your way to being makabel p'nei rabbo, you're certainly osik b'mitzvah when you're going to be makabel p'nei ha'shchina. V'id gzeres ha'kosuv hi bazeh d'chayavim lami ya'adif mikabalos p'nei rabbo bazeh. And let's say there's a gzeres ha'kosuv, and nevertheless they're chayav in sukkah, so then why is that better than kabalos p'nei rabbo? Why kabalos p'nei rabbo they potter? Then he has a long gloss here called the Haggah. We're not going to go into his gloss, at least not at this juncture, maybe at a future juncture. And we'll see the teretz of Rav Zirachi was metaretz just about practically every single kasha. And he doesn't just give, you know, a one-liner. He gives a whole mahalach each time. Zrachi's a goyin adir. Baruch Mordechai Zrachi, Hashem Yarech Yama B'shnoisa. This is a teretz that was given by others as well. But we'll go from him. He gives me a lot of hana. Not that the other Rabbanim don't. So he explains as follows. It says in Rashi, in the Mishnah, Chafei Amar Aleph, Shluchei Mitzvah P'turim Min HaSukkah. Says Rashi, that's the Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min hasukkah. Shluchei mitzvah hochei b'derech mitzvah kagon l'lumot Torah u'lahakbil p'nei rabbah v'liftos shvuyim p'turim min hasukkah v'afilu b'shas chaneyosan. That those who are shluchei mitzvah, they're going on the way to do a mitzvah like learning Torah, to receive the face of their Rebbe, to redeem captives. Such people are p'turim min hasukkah, even b'shas chaneyosan. Even when they are resting. So that's a shluchei mitzvah. So that includes the hakbil p'nei rabbah b'regel, Lomo Torah. We have to understand, why does Rashi say that he's going to do a mitzvah? Why does Rashi have to give examples? And if Rashi's giving, we know what mitzvahs are, right? Anybody who's learning Gemara knows what mitzvahs are. And if he's already giving examples, then why dafka these examples? How about this? He's going to hear Kol Shofar. He's going to take a lulav. Why dafka these examples? He's going Lulmo Torah lahaklo pnei rabo v'lifto shui. Hello Dover. Hello Dover. The makor of din oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah is from what we learned. The Gemara Tana Rabbana b'shivtucha b'veisecha prat l'osik b'mitzvah. The Gemara says, well, how do you get it? It's only if it's, and then it says, v'lech t'cha v'derech prat l'chasen. So v'lech es didachu d'machai v'sa v'lech t'cha v'mitzvah potter. So it's only if you're going on your own way, you're chayiv in Shema. But if you're going on the way of a mitzvah, then you're pater from Shema. That's the Gemara. So it has to be, you're sitting in your house, your own matters, Shevis didach, leches didach. But if it's for mitzvah matters, you're pater. So Rashi explains that Rulech Khabaderach Prat L'chasen, if it would have just been had one pasuk, then we would have said Osek b'mitzvah mamish, and a chasen is not mamish Osek b'mitzvah. He's just tarud b'machshavto. He's thinking about the mitzvah. You would say Lo pater akasev. You'd say he's chayiv, and therefore we have an extra pasuk to tell you, you're even pater when you're just thinking about a mitzvah. Since he's tarud b'machshevas habi'ila, memela he's pater from other mitzvahs, not only when he's actually doing a mitzvah, but even when he's just thinking about it. So there are two pturim. There's one ptur of osik b'mitzvah, and there's a ptur of tarud b'machshevas ha-mitzvah. If someone's osuk b'mitzvah, he's pater even if he's not tarud. And if he's tarud b'mitzvah, he's pater even if he's not osik b'mitzvah. Yesh la'ayin, ma nechlal b'chlal osuk b'mitzvah. So now that we have these two pturim, one is osek b'mitzvah, is pater min ha-mitzvah, and the other one is tarud, so we want to understand what's this osuk b'mitzvah. Is it any esek, even if it's not b'fnei atzma kiyom ha-mitzvah, or it has to be etzem ha-mitzvah? And the nafkamina would be when you're osek b'dvarim ha-mevim lidei mitzvah. If you say it's the etzem ha-mitzvah, so it's only maybe the day ha-mitzvah, so then you'd be chayv in the mitzvah. But if you say that it's even dvarim ha-mevim lidei mitzvah, then if you're osek in such things, then you'd be pater from the second mitzvah, because you're being osek in dvarim ha-mevim lidei mitzvah. That's the question. L'chora, halo kol shluchim mitzvah are not osek b'mitzvah atzma. Because if you're going to do a mitzvah, hochei b'derech mitzvah, you're just on the way. Halicha is just a hachana for a mitzvah, but it's not the etzma mitzvah. And yet, we see that even the going, even what we would call the hachana for the mitzvah, is enough to pater him. Because it says in the Mishnah, shluchei mitzvah p'turim in asukah. Shluchei mitzvah, holchei b'derech mitzvah, Rashi says. You're just on the way to do a mitzvah. Even the hachonis. And it's not mitzvah tirda, because Rashi there says, p'tur nafka shas chanayosam. Chanay is not shas tirda. So it must be that if the resting, is included in holchei b'derech mitzvah, then it's also osek b'mitzvah. even though you're not l'chora osik b'guf ha-mitzvah. However, if you look in Rashi, you'll see Adarab. Rashi delineated these three mitzvahs. Which are they? L'lmod Torah, l'hakbil p'nei rabba, v'liftos shivuyim. Only these there's a p'tur of holchei b'derech. That's why Rashi gave these examples. What's the common denominator? Look at these examples. What's the common denominator? Because in these kimitzvahs, the etzem ha-halicha is part of the mitzvah. B'sha'ar mitzvahs, going to the mitzvah is a means to an end. In this mitzvah, the walking to the mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah, not merely a means. So bishlema kabbalas p'nei rabbo, so you're going towards your Rebbe, the famous Maral, going to shul, you're going to be miskarif to the Shechina. So that's a mitzvah kefaldik. Kabbalas p'nei rabbo is also. Your Rav should be daim l'malach Hashem tzvakos. So that's super duper kaluper. Pidyon shvuyim. Also, that's part of what you have to do to be pulled to the shvuyim, is you have to, you know, meet with the people who are those type of people who take others into captivity. So part of the ishtadlis of being pulled to the shvu v'shavui is to go and meet with them. So the going is a mitzvah also. But what's the holech lumod Torah? Isn't that a hachana? It's a hachana for, right, when you're holich lahakbil p'nei rabbo, so you're going to receive your Rebbe. That's part of the Kavod HaTorah. That's Kavod HaTorah. Halicha b'dera with the pidyon shvuyim, it's also the same for it, that it's part of your shtadlis. What's the lilmod Torah? Why is holche b'derech the Talmud Torah included in Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? We also have to understand that we don't have a din of Osek b'mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Meiri, Shabbos, Tesamit Beis, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman at the end of the Kovetz Ha'aretz. Very, very famous discussion about why there's no p'tur for Talmud Torah of Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And it's halacha mufureshes b'Rambam that any mitzvah that can't be done by others is doicha Talmud Torah, and then go do the mitzvah and go back to your learning. So why do we have a p'tur if you're going of holchei derech, when you're going to learn, if the learning itself doesn't pater you from another mitzvah? So why should the going gayin su lernen, why should that pater you? So therefore, it could very well be that indeed holchei derech le Talmud Torah has an element that Talmud Torah itself doesn't have. And that's al pi Agemara b'Brachos 63b, Tana Rabbanan k'shenichnasu Rabbeinu l'Kerem b'Yavne, etc. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda roisha medabrim b'chol makom b'kavod haTorah b'dorash. Moshe yikach hasol v'not l'mechutz l'machane v'lo kavvorm kavuchor marun Hashem. Shloim ruchak el shnei maser mil. Amra Torah v'lo kom vakish Hashem yetzel v'lo moed. Tamid chachamim sholchin meir l'ir medina l'medina. V'lo motar alachas kama v'kama. So it says that Moshe took his tent and he planted it. He built it outside the camp, and it's l'chayra kal v'chaymer. Ma aron, ma dach aron Hashem. That was only 12 mils away. The Torah says, the aron Hashem, which was only 12 mils away. The Torah says, anyone who's a mevakish Hashem goes to the Ohel Moed. So these people are called Mevakshe Hashem by going out to the tent and seeking out God. Talmidei Chachamim shehochin me'ir le'ir u'mimedina le'medina l'motor alachas kama v'kama. So people who go from city to city are certainly Mevakshe Hashem. Rashi says, Kalaymar Karo, what does it mean Amra Torah? Karo akasuv Mevakesh Hashem, it says. So when you go out to the Ohel Moed, you're called a Mevakesh Hashem. That's an incredible title. So certainly, when those people, those Talmidei Chachamim, go from city to city, they go, especially today, you have Bachrim, they come to Eretz Yisrael to learn. They go 6,000 miles to learn. So achas kama v'kama, that they're mevakshei Hashem, that the Torah would call them mevakshei Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu built the tent, the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan, the Aron. He built that outside the camp, and if they go there, they're called Mevakshei Hashem. So certainly Talmid Chacham would go from city to city. So you see that Halicha L'Makom L'Makom is called, makes you called Mevakshei Hashem. Therefore, the people who come to Moshe are called Mevakshei Hashem, so that they'll go. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to come to greet him, to learn from him. So this pasuk calls it the tent, but it's not talking about the, it calls it the Ohel Moed, but it's not talking about in this pasuk the Mishkan. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. But the point is that those who go to see Moshe Rabbeinu are called Mevakshei Hashem. So certainly when you go from place to place, so according to that we understand that if somebody's a holich b'derech to learn Torah, then he has a din of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah more than learning Torah itself, because b'halicha is mekayim mitzvah being a Mevakish Hashem, and this mitzvah is dafka b'shas ha-halicha, and that's what paters you from mitzvah, not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is almanas l'kayim. So you stop your learning in order to be mekayim. But here it's a different din. It's a din of mevakeish Hashem. So why should you, you're osik, right now you're osik and being mevakeish Hashem. It's mamish gevaldik. So this is not a hachana. So all these three mitzvahs are not hachanas. All these three mitzvahs are independently mitzvahs. The Or Samech, Melchus Talmud Torah, in the first parak on Halacha Beis, is also omed on this shaila. If you're going to learn Torah, how can you have Yosek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah when learning itself doesn't pater you from mitzvah? So how can going pater you? So he answers that we're talking here about you're going for Shimush HaTorah. Gadol Shimush HaYoser Melimuda. Rashi says, Gadol Shimush HaYoser Melimuda, you're learning Svaris, you're learning Lamtis, you're learning how to learn. So that's even greater than learning. It's a Maridik Azach. Learning how to learn. It's greater than learning. Love it. But based on what we're saying, that going, to going, even the Shimusha, is only Hachana. We're saying that this is a mitzvah be'etzem. So here the mitzvah is being a mevakesh Hashem. So now we understand these three dugmos of Rashi, these three examples, they're all examples of mevakshim. And now we can understand why Aliyah LeRegel is different than to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Riyas Panim by Zorah is different than Hakbalas Panei Rabo B'Regel. Right, we said Hakbalas Panei Rabo B'Regel patters you from other mitzvahs. But Aliyah LeRegel, L'chora doesn't. L'chora they were sitting in the sukkah, and even though they were all LeRegel. So what's the difference? So Aliyah LeRegel is only a means towards Riyas Panim. It's not an independent mitzvah. The mitzvah, okay, this is debatable. The mitzvah is Riyas Panim Bazar. Like the Rambam writes, Minyan HaMitzvahs L'Nichachas Chagiga, Hesh B'Cholon Shesh Mitzvahs L'Aroz Pnei Hashem. We gave a shir recently. We saw Mahalachna like this. So the Rambam says, L'Aroz Pnei Hashem, L'Alon Alocha Aleph, Hari Amur Abitari, Shinir Upon of Bazar, B'Yam Tov Rishon, V'Avi Mo Korban. So the mitzvah is the Etzem Hara'iyah, the going is just a means. So by Kabbalas Pnei Rabo, the going is inherently a mitzvah. So therefore it patters you from other mitzvahs. But the going, the being ole, is just a means. And therefore you're not pater. And now it's terrific. And now it's terrific, we understand that the Jews taka sat in the sukkah. You're right, when they were in the Gemara, they were holech lekabel pnei rabo. So that patered them from sukkah. That's part of the mitzvah of their kavod. That's their way of showing kavod, by going to see their Rebbe. But when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, that's just a means to a mitzvah. That's not the end, that's a means. So that's the teretz of the Heilige Mizrachi. So much Torah that man has. Rav Nosson Gishtetner, the great Goyen and Tzaddik, the Laharis Nosson, the Nosson Pirio, he wants to say that if you're holich p'nei rabo, the kabel p'nei rabo, you're pater b'layla, because you're also sick mitzvah, pater mena suk, pater mena mitzvah, because the mitzvah riyas p'nei rabo is even at night. So it's already zman mitzvah. But the mitzvah of riyas panim bazar is only by day. It's not shas ha-karban. And he brings to the Maharal Prague in his Gur Aryeh on Shabbos. Not everyone knows this, but Maharal wrote a sefer on Masechet Shabbos, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Eliezer says Machshirei Milah Zochah Shabbos. That's dafka if you have to be mal b'Shabbos, but if you have to be mal b'chol, it's not doche. It's not the zman yet. So here also at night, it's not yet the zman. So since it's not zman hamitzvah, Mela, you can't say the Torah Vosik b'mitzvah patur mana mitzvah. And at night, when you're going alila regal, you're going to be chayv in other mitzvahs. But the kabbal p'nei rabo, that's going to be patur, because even at night there's a mitzvah of kabbalah p'nei rabo. The Kilis Yankif, the Stipler Gon, wrote a letter to Rav Simcha Elberg, the editor of the Apardes Torah Journal, who has a long shtickel Torah on this. Beautiful, beautiful shtickel Torah in the Shalmei Simcha. Maybe we'll learn that at a future juncture. And he says, that maybe Eino Chinami, they were putter when they went up to Lila Regal to Yerushalayim. They were taka putter, and the medaktikin b'mitzvahs, the briskers, they'd stay over to make sure that after they did the mitzvah, so they wanted to be Makai mitzvah sukkah kitikuna. They shouldn't go home and be holchei drachim the whole way and be putter. But otherwise, they were putter. The first night they were putter. Rav Osher Weiss put in his thoughts. He said, based on the Ran, that the Petur is osek b'mitzvah, you're involved with a mitzvah, and not anybody who's mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore wearing tefillin doesn't pater you from mitzvahs, because you're mekayim a mitzvah, you're not osek b'mitzvah. Chakas Yov brings the Ran. So it would appear that if you're holech l'kabel p'nei rabo, you're pater, as long as you're a holech and you didn't get there yet. But after you already got to Yerushalayim, you're no longer osek b'mitzvah. So these people, they got to Yerushalayim, but no longer osek b'mitzvah, they're no longer on their way. So memeila, they'll be putter. And even though once they get to Yerushalayim, are they, as they consider their mekayim b'mitzvah, I don't know, but they're not osek b'mitzvah anymore. In the Sefer Kavod Nichusa, he says that there's a p'tur of osek b'mitzvah, p'tur mina mitzvah, when by chance the two mitzvahs clash. But here the two mitzvahs go together. There's a mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah of lila regal and sukkahs, and memela, you're not putter from one because of the other. You're going to be chayiv in both. And like I said, there's a whole long list. Of Terutzim that are brought by Rav Mandelbaum. He brings here the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan Dov Yamnik, who says that we find in the Meiri that Osek B'mitzvah, Osek B'Torah isn't pater from other mitzvahs. What's the pshat? Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So the Meiri says, Talmud Torah is in order to be mekayim. It says in Yerushalmi Shabbos, if you learn and you don't intend to do, better you not have been created. So how can you say that learning, which is in order to do, is going to pater you from doing? This is discussed by the Stechem and Chelekei. Ma'areches ayin klal mem hei. So therefore we can say, it's the same thing with Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. When you're going to be with Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, the word is that you should have Yerushalayim, like the Chinuch says. Or like the famous Tosfos in Bava Basra, that you have Mesorah to Avodas Hashem. So how can you say that you're doing something to be Mesorah to Avodas Hashem, and then you're not doing a mitzvah? This has to lead to greater mitzvah observance, not to pater you from mitzvahs. So Memela, when it comes dafka to the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, of being Ola the Regel, that's going to... not going to pater you from other mitzvahs. And therefore they were chayiv in sukkah. Here it brings from Menashe Klein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that if you're holich lahakbu p'nei rabo, it's already regel, kakon chol hamoed. So you have a tirda, you're mitztayer, it's not teishu kain tiduru. But when you come before sukkahs, so then you're already there, so why not sit in the sukkah? Similar to what Rasher Weiss said. The Novominsker says that we have a pasuk, Samachti ba'omrili Beis Hashem Nelech Omdos Hayor Aglayinu V'Sharayich Yerushalayim. I'm so happy to go to Beis Hashem because I'm going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. U'befrat L'shitas HaRitva, that Halicha L'Regel isn't a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's Migufa Mitzvah, which is what we've been discussing, that is Halicha L'Regel a Hechsher Gufa Mitzvah. So one can argue both ways, there's shitas both ways. So if you hold Halicha L'Regel as a mitzvah, so I'm so happy. Samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem Nelech, I'm doing this mitzvah of Halicha L'Regel. So that's the mitzvah. But then Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Sharayich Yerushalayim. Then there's an Omed. I'm not going anymore. So Memela, now I'm going to be chayiv in the mitzvah, like we've been saying, that once you're already mekayim the mitzvah, You're not in the way to do the mitzvah anymore, so then you don't no longer have the p'tur of osik b'mitzvah p'tur min ha-mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more to add, a lot more terutzim here, but we will conclude now and give ourselves a bracha that we should return to this fascinating shaila and maybe see the gloss, the hagah of the Chalkas Yoav, and the Gedolim had a lot to say about that as well, and we should just be zocheh to constantly see the flow satsumos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach mitoch simcha v'tuv levav mirov kol. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.